นะโมพุทธายะ First, I'd like to pay my respect to the most venerable chairman, Sri Gusaroji, Dr. Shinyanisra, Chancellor of Sri International Buddhist Academy, as well as other members of the IATPU, gathering in Indonesia for the fourth international conference. I'm terribly sorry that I can't be with you in the meeting in person because I have injured my left ankle. I have had a surgery and I'm not allowed to walk on my with my left ankle for 4 weeks. So I'm submitting my report through this video recording and in writing. Since its inception in March 2007 in Myanmar, the International Association of Theravada Buddhist University, IATBU, first known as ATBU, has been working towards the advancement of Theravada higher education institution. At the beginning, we were 17 institutions. Then we increased to 20, now we are 24. In 11 countries. The first two conferences were held in Myanmar in 2007 and 2009, mainly sponsored by Sri Guru International Buddhist Academy, of course also by some others. The third international conference was held in 2013 at Mahamudgal Buddhist University in Salaya, Buddha Monthon, Thailand, and sponsored by Mahamudgal Buddhist University. This fourth ATBU International Conference is sponsored by the Ministry of Religious Affairs of Indonesia. Sri Guru International Buddhist Academy of Myanmar and the Association of Buddhist Colleges of Indonesia. Mainly the etiquettes and the publication of conference proceedings are sponsored by Sri Guru International Buddhist Academy. The venue, the accommodation, the meals, and transportation are looked after by the General Director of Buddhist Communities under the Ministry of Religious Affairs of Indonesia and the Association of Buddhist Colleges of Indonesia is the main organizer. I'm very grateful to the Ministry of Religious Affairs of Indonesia, the Government of Indonesia, for the generosity and kindness and for welcoming our members to Indonesia. I also would like to record on behalf of the organization our thanks to Sri Guru International Buddhist Academy of Myanmar for encouraging in the first place that this particular conference take place in Indonesia and for also following up with financial support to make it happen. Of course, since 2006, when I first came to Indonesia and brought all the Indonesian Buddhist colleges together in Malang, the Association of Buddhist Colleges of Indonesia had advanced to the extent that we can't recognize where we begin. I'm saying this because not only the number of Indonesian colleges has increased to perhaps about 15, 16, and there are a few others, okay, who are aspiring to become colleges, degree colleges. But these colleges, many of them, they have initiated master's degrees program with the approval of the Minister of Education of Indonesia and also the Minister of Religious Affairs. And some of the colleges, you know, has also organized international conferences themselves. Personally, I'm very proud of the team. I know the team, you know, because Indonesia is so big, so large, and Buddhist colleges are scattered all over Indonesia. And it's not possible for them to to send their teaching staff and to help organize this conference. But those who joined the organizing committee, they have done really well. I have been in touch with them. I have followed their decision. And I have got involved in many of them. And I think the Association of Buddhist Colleges of Indonesia can be proud of itself for the organizational task it has taken over and implemented. Looking at the IATPU as a whole, I believe the collaboration between member institutions has taken place in many aspects. First, is through this kind of international general conference where all members come together. To present papers, and the theme that we have chosen in the past conferences as well as this one, you know, they make some contribution to the scholarship of Theravada Buddhist studies. We should be proud that our organization has successfully revived the Pali language as a scholarly language. We started in 2009 in Sakai. Since then, at every conference, we have Pali-speaking panels. Actually, Pali-speaking panel has taken place in other places out of this forum. Meaning, you know, the scholar from other organizations, other places, have been inspired and share our aspiration in reviving the Pali language as at least as a scholarly language, if not a common language among the Theravada universities and colleges. The second aspect through which the collaboration takes place is, I think, between individual member institutions And I should emphasize this aspect, okay, has been taking place without putting much burden on the IATP itself. Because member institutions, you know, they get to know that each other through this organization. And they start collaborating among themselves, sometimes within the same country, sometimes overseas. The third and the last aspect through which collaboration happens is at the individual level, where a scholar from any of our member institutions contribute to academic activities, either through journals, through teaching, through research, or through conference, like what we are doing now. And this one, we have been able to do with minimal financial cost. If we compare with the Institution of Commonwealth University Association, the Institution of Catholic University Association, like that, we don't spend a lot of money, but we do produce similar results in terms of networking, collaboration, and sending students, okay, to study in other member institutions. Now, having touched upon briefly the progress that I think we have made, please allow me to talk about, you know, some shortcomings that we can improve. The first and perhaps the most important thing is the financial contribution from members in terms of annual fees. This one has not progressed satisfactorily. I don't think the money or the fees is a problem, but we need to find a way to communicate with each other. And I would like to urge members to suggest, to offer feedback, how to achieve this. This problem was discussed at the last IATP conference at Mahmudkut Buddhist University in Thailand in 2013. I think this remains one of our biggest unresolved issues. Perhaps we should expand the financial team. I don't know what we should do, but you know, I'm just throwing out some thought so that the assembly can consider and brainstorm. In my opinion, without sorting this problem out, our organization will find itself limited or even crippled in its missions and objectives in the future. So I wish to ask the assembly of the IATPU, I would ask all members to find a way to improve our financial situation. The second shortcoming is also related to our financial status. This is the publication of the IATPU journal. We have published four journeys. Uh, and some of the articles, you know, have been quoted even in the West. But it's a shame that, you know, we can't repeat the publication. So, due to the financial constraint, our journal cannot appear regularly. This will have some impact, if we cannot publish regularly, on the reputation of our organization as an established and credible academic body in the eyes of other academics. Thirdly, I'd like to point out that we have not been able to launch the visiting scholarship that everybody was so keen in the last conferences, you know, to talk about and to implement that. This delay, in my opinion, is also due to the financial impediment that we encounter. But this program, you know, we would have been able to move ahead in some way should the regular meeting of the Executive Council take place. Again, since 2013, the Executive Council meeting took place only once in Lumbini in November 2014, that is 2 years ago. Again, this is due to the financial constraint. At least if the Executive Council can meet once a year, if not every month, if not every 6 months, as envisaged in our constitution, this will contribute to the speedy progress and more collaboration programs within the IITBU family. I believe that we can solve this problem with some sacrifices and some initiatives from some prominent member institutions. I think each country should contribute a little bit, you know. How to do this is up for discussion. Each member college, each member academy, each member university should pay is due annually, which is a very small figure. But in addition to this, I'd like to suggest that the assembly discuss, if possible, pass a resolution executive council members share some financial cost when they come to the meeting. By this, I mean that they pay for their own air tickets, but the host will share the responsibility of accommodation and the cost of the meeting. I used to discuss in the Executive Council meeting, but not in the Assembly. But today I'd like to put this one idea, a final one, to the Assembly. I want the Assembly to consider a fundraising program internationally. To improve the general finance of the organization. For example, we would need at least $100,000 to launch the visiting scholarship. I think we have enough high caliber and prominent monks and scholars to raise this amount. We just need to agree on how to do that, and which country, okay, should play a leading role like that. If there is one particular sponsor to put up the finances for this program, then we can even name this visiting scholarship after the sponsor. So if somebody by the name of, say from Myanmar, Utun, Mr. Utun, offers $100,000 as an endowment for this scholarship, we can call this Utun IATBU scholarship, Utun IATBU visiting scholarship, and we can use the interest only to launch the scholarship. I'm interested in this, and if the assembly also think that it's workable, it's doable, and then I'm happy to play my role in this. Finally, to the assembly, I'd like to report that according to our constitution, the IATBU has to elect a new executive council. And this is the time. For me personally, it has been a great privilege to have served the IATBU as its executive secretary from its beginning. I have enjoyed working with all members. And here at this assembly, I wish to put forward my name again for consideration as an executive council member. I'm prepared to serve in any role the assembly sees fit. I'd like to submit this report respectfully to the General Assembly of the IATBU.